Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Good afternoon, this is Glenn.
Hi, Mr. Jackson, and this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yeah.
And I was calling, sir, about your services, which you held over the past few days for Dave Holloway and his daughter, Natalie.
Right.
And I understand a lot of people turned out for those.
We had a very nice service last night.
The lady I just spoke with, she gave me your title in the church, and you're in charge of education, is that right?
That's correct.
Could you tell me what that title is? It's so interesting.
I am the Minister of Education and Administration, in charge of the Christian education for the entire church, all age groups.
So when you say minister, you're a literal minister, not just education minister, so to speak.
That's right. More of an associate pastor.
I see, yes. And I've heard that down in Birmingham or Mountain Brook, where Natalie is now living with her mom, that they've almost sold out of yellow ribbons and I think yellow roses. And, you know,
that's
I thought,
right.
Gosh.
I would imagine that they have.
They have actually sold out. It's getting so bad in our country, it seems as if you could almost make a cottage business out of having a big van and driving around to communities where these sorts of things happen.
That's a true thought, but it's sad to think that mm-hmm. that is the way that is actually come down to.
Have you? You've probably met Natalie when she's come to Meridian, Mississippi.
Actually,
where you're
I am new to Meridian. I've been here for about 4 weeks.
Oh, I see.
So I have not met her. Our youth minister says that she was faithful to attend the Sunday school whenever she was visiting her dad.
She was, from the time she was a small girl to a teenager.
Right.
And, of course, she was in the National Honor Society, too.
She's just an amazing young lady.
I did read one account, and they said Natalie was naive. Well, that's not unusual for a teenage boy or girl.
It's typical mm-hmm. For anyone. I mean, I know adults that my mother, for instance, 87 years old, mm-hmm. Would be just as naive walking out into a mall parking lot, because she was raised in a culture where you trusted everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, our country has really changed, hasn't it?
I'm sure Natalie has been brought up in a area around Birmingham that is just a very trusting neighborhood as well.
And, you know, I was able to speak today with Ronald Bradley, the father of Amy Bradley, who disappeared in the same general area in 1998.
Yes.
And he had explained that, oddly enough, a year after she disappeared, a U.S. Navy officer was confronted by a woman in a brothel in that area, and she said, "I'm Amy Bradley, please get me help." And I mm-hmm. suppose that she thought that her case was as widely known as Natalie Holloway's has become. Unfortunately, that place burned down, and the naval officer, because he had been in an off-limits area, he though an officer, he unfortunately, I think, didn't have the character to speak of this immediately to his superiors, so that opportunity was lost, and I'm sure everyone hopes that Natalie is alive. Obviously, they do. But
we do. That was the whole point of our service last night, was to, mm-hmm. You know, to pray for her safety mm-hmm. wherever she might be, whatever condition that she might be being held in, and to support the family. I'm a father of an 18-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Young lady,
mm-hmm.
and if she were missing, I would do everything possible to try to find her. And I know that Dave needs strength, physical and mental strength, to do whatever he can to find Natalie at this point.
Is he feeling angry or grieving, or what stage is he in, if I might ask, sir?
I would imagine there's just a wide range of emotions, from frustration to
mm-hmm.
anger,
mm-hmm.
And the grief process. The you know, in case she is dead, there's the anticipation grief that they're just, it's building up, that you know they want to know an answer. Where is she? Is she alive?
Mm-hmm.
Is she dead? So it's that fear of the unknown right
mm-hmm.
now.
It's Pastor Jackson, or Reverend, I should call you. Pastor.
Reverend.
Reverend. Do you think that the leaders in our country, both secular in education and in the church, should begin to tell our young people that this culture they see held up as one to be emulated on MTV and VH1 is really one of death and destruction and human bondage?
That would be very close to an accurate statement. The culture that we have allowed our children to grow up in with the role models that they have is a road to destruction.
Do you know that the owner, the 76% owner of Viacom, Sumner Redstone, also known as Murray Rothstein, has said that this is what the kids want?
I would not be surprised if I had a three-year-old and they wanted something that was dangerous for them, would I give it to them?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But in the world where money is the bottom line, the business gives the customer what they want.
You know, when Jesus went into the temple, I was raised a Christian, by the way, but when Jesus went into the temple and turned over the tables of the money changers and denounced them, perhaps that might be a lead in which our church and educators could start turning over the money tables of MTV and VH1 and all of these tens of millionaires. You know, there's one fellow, sir, 50 Cent, who I guess is an ex-convicted crack smoker or dealer, I'm not sure which. But these people, sir, are making tens of millions of dollars, and he has a song called Pimp. And the lyrics are so foul, you know, if I were to read them to you, or, you know, I'm sure you'd hang up on me. But
Well, it is time for Christians, for churches, for church leaders to take a stand.
Mm-hmm. The Department of Justice, Reverend Jackson, has a statistic on their website, as does the FBI on their website in the Uniform Crime Reports. And the fact of the matter is, we can discuss the causes, but the fact of the matter is that blacks are seven times as likely to murder as whites. Should our young white children be taught these facts now so that they can protect themselves just by the odds?
I don't think so. I think that would promote racism.
But would it save their lives while promoting racism, potentially? For instance, might it have saved Natalie's life if she's dead or in human bondage?
I don't think so. I think that we as Christians need to love all people.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jesus died for all, we just need to be aware of our surroundings, mm-hmm. no matter what the race might be.
And speaking of our surroundings, sir, in the future, do you see our country turning into a South Africa, a Zimbabwe, or a Brazil?
I hope not. I love country the way it was when I grew up,
mm-hmm.
and it's not that way anymore.
No, it's not.
But I hope that we do not lose our heritage as Americans.
Which means peace and order and prosperity and the right to associate with a higher caliber of people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
To have the freedom to walk down your street and say hello to your neighbor without fear that they're going to harm you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to turn on your television and watch a program that is entertaining rather than one that is promoting violence.
Did you know that Natalie, on the last day that she was seen, perhaps the last day of her life, that she went to the third annual Soul Beach Festival in Aruba, in which Boys to Men played and also Lauryn Hill played, and Lauryn Hill has said that she does not want white people, she would rather have her children starve than have white people buy her records. She's been quoted as having said that. Did you know that she went to that? And if you look at pictures, by the way, of this Carlos and Charlie's bar.
Right.
Have you seen those?
Yes.
And so, unfortunately, our children are not being informed about the dangers in this culture, right, as you said earlier?
I think that a lot of our children are naive because of the culture we've raised them in.
Mm-hmm. But is that our culture or is that a foreign culture?
Our culture. We may have raised them to be over-trusting. In the South.
Well, I hope that the church will begin. You know, I once read an essay, "What Year Did God Decide He Wasn't a Racist?" And I hope that the church will begin to forcefully. I know the African American church has begun in some instances to forcefully denounce the hip hop culture. There was a triple murderer recently. Boulder, I believe his name was, who was just caught in Richmond, Virginia, and he shot three people dead about a week ago. And apparently he was humming on the way in and out of court, I guess it was, probably
right.
Humming a hip-hop song. I wish I knew which one it was.
Mm-hmm. So he had no remorse or regret. Just
no. Apparently, he's pretty alone. Right. He's pretty blithe to it all, the same way our young white children are.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Reverend Jackson, very much of the Poplar Springs Baptist Church in Meridian, Mississippi.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Correct. And our prayer room is going to be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, continuing as long as we need to, praying for Natalie's.
Thank you, sir.
Return.
I hope that all the good people in the church will begin to get angry about this young child being taken from this life.
That's right.
Thank you.